We are here with Von Dillman today, Mount Shasta Brewing Company. We're going to follow up on what has happened with their brewery in regards to their bottle cap situation, which said, try legal weed. Von, why don't you tell us where we left off at with the bottle cap situation? We know last spring you guys got in trouble for having this bottle cap. What's happened since then?
Well, good morning to you, Daniel, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys this morning. In regards to our bottle caps, we really didn't get in trouble legally. We just got in trouble by the TTB. Their acronym has changed from the ATF. It is the federal regulated group that governs our labels and its contents, and for I would say 4.5 to 5 years, we were actually using our bottle caps, as you know. The California State Department of Alcoholic Beverage allowed us to use our caps, as well as our labels. And then when we submitted for a new label called the Lemurian Lager, another name after our community, and Lemurians are little are creatures or people that live inside the mountain, and it was like the lost continent of Atlantis. They lost their continent about 17,000 years ago, and they regrouped and actually live inside the mountain. There's actually a religion that worships that group of people, as well as 13 other religions. There's 14 religions that worship that mountain, so it must have some type of special entity. And my point is that all of our beers are geographically related or named to individuals or groups, such as the Rastafarians, we call our beer, our four of the Shastafarians. We have the Lemurian Lager, which represents the Lemurian group. We have Abner Weed, pictured on a beer, our Weed Arch, and so on and so forth. We call one of our beers the IPA Mountain High, because we live on the 3,500-foot elevation of the Silent Mountain. All of our labels and beers have a reference to our community. They're not just made up out of the blue, like most breweries. The ATF and the TTB decided one day that when we submitted our label for the Lemurian, that they didn't like our bottle caps. And the guy called back from Washington, D.C., and he said, oh, we decided, my peers and I decided that you can't use your caps anymore. And I said, well, what law did I violate? And they said, well, we just don't like the way it sounds. We don't like the word legal. And Dan, I looked at my wife and I said, what are we supposed to do, change the word legal? Because the TTB said that it meant otherwise. And I said, if you open the dictionary, legal means acceptable. And it doesn't mean otherwise. So with that is when they sent us a letter saying that response is a clause in one of their rules. And it's the number 94-2, and I believe it was made in 1994. And I think 2 represents February. So it reads in part, responsible industry members should not want to portray their products in any socially unacceptable manner. And I felt really humiliated with that, for one, because socially unacceptable, I didn't appoint anybody, my guardian, to be my socially correct person. I found that really hard to swallow. I just socially unacceptable, what does that mean?
Right, it's a good question.
The other thing that bothered me, too, is that when the fellow pretty much dictated the way it was going to be or else, I said, what law did I violate? And he really couldn't give me a law. Responsible members should, you know, I am responsible. I am socially acceptable. I was an Oakland police officer. I was police officer of the year in Oakland. I was a citizen of the year in our community of Weed. My wife is a superintendent of schools for many years. My daughter's a fourth grade public school teacher in Sacramento. My son is a paramedic fireman in Fremont. Why do I mention all of that? I said, we are the salt of the Americas. We are a normal, average family trying to make a living. And we make microbrew beer, and we enjoy our job. The guy, my wife says, well, how can, the guy's name is Kent Martin, two first names. And my wife said to him, well, how can we resolve this, Kent? He said, well, I don't go by my first name. And he left my wife hanging there with my secretary on the line. And she said, well, what should I call you? He says, well, I go by my middle name. And he left her hanging again. And she said, well, what's your middle name? And instead of saying it, Dan, he spelled it B-A-T-T-L-E. battle.
Wow.
And I wrote the ATF on my appeal, and I said, you know, here's a man that wants to be addressed publicly as a professional by his middle name, and in another text in a dictionary, it depicts violence and aggression and anger and challenge. I said, that's demeaning to my wife and my business. I'm going to call and address somebody by the name of Babel. And technically, I guess, I've never seen any records on it, but I guess it is his name. Because many times over the letter writings back and forth, he turned around and cited Babel Martin. And when I addressed my appeal, all of a sudden I started getting letters. The last letter before I won this thing, it says that they wanted another 90 days in order to challenge it. And they went through about a third of that before, I don't know what caused the pressure, or they're just saying that, you know, after reading the entire text, they finally agreed that I'm not trying to promote illegal drugs with my product, nor am I trying to sway the... That's another weird one. I don't know if you want to hear all this stuff, but it is really weird. One of the other clauses they said is that a guy by the name of Al Resnick from the Washington TTV, and there's been about five or six people that I've dealt with over at this group, and I hope I don't get in trouble with them. I know they have a job to do, but it all of a sudden it almost seemed to become a game of, you know, you're going to do it our way or the highway. And I understand law. I've been involved in it. That's what my degrees are in. And I don't understand the logic of push, push, push. It's almost like a big brother syndrome. And they came across and said, this Al Resnick said, how did he phrase that? Something to the effect that we're confusing the public as to what the contents of our beer bottle is. And I says, what do you mean? And he said, well, the weed thing. And I said, no. I said, when Newport, that's owned, Rogue Ales in Newport, Oregon, that's owned by, I believe it's Nike, came out with a beer called Dead Guy Ale, and they have a picture of a skeleton sitting on the top of a keg. And I said, when you pop a cap of Rogue Dead Guy Ale, do you expect to get a cadaver part out of it? And I said, how about Moose Drill, you know, out of Montana, they're brown ale. I said, you open that cap and you get a long, slimy, wet one.
Right, good point.
Where does that terminology end?
Right.
Go ahead.
So you guys are free and clear to use the caps now, though.
Well, they sent us a letter saying that no further action will be required other than they want us to resubmit our label over again. And they already passed our label, Liberian label. So I don't know, I'm still trying to get clarification as to exactly what they want, but they want us to resubmit, but they said that they now accept the fact that it's our community's name and we're not trying to promote illegal drugs. It's really a strange... Do you realize that this bottle cap went all the way around the world?
I do, that's...
I got articles and papers from Scotland. I was on the front page of the Paris, France newspaper, the International Herald Tribune, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, all over the place, all over a bottle cap. I've made every major newspaper. I've been interviewed by countless people. I've been on Fox TV News, national CBS radio. You know, they had me on every hour on the hour for 24 hours one day. The AARP, I'm 61, you know, I got their insurance, and all of a sudden I get a call from Tampa, Florida, the headquarters of the AARP, and they send out a camera crew to L.A., and first of all, they send somebody to L.A. and hire a camera crew in L.A., and they flew up to Reading, and then from Reading they drove up here. They spent 9 hours from 9 o'clock to about, I'd say 5 o'clock in the afternoon, taking pictures here one day. They took over 751 pictures, I think, was their total, for one picture in the AARP. That's how important our business is, you know? That's how important our bottle cap is, I guess.
Definitely.
That's what our federal tax dollar is spending their money on, is bottle caps.